The older we get, the tougher it is to drive safely. Studies show older people have more accidents, although many seniors still try to ignore these results because it does threaten to take away their independence. But that doesn't have to be the case now that there are ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. It's a potential win-win for any senior citizen. But there is a problem. Ride-sharing programs are contacted with a smartphone, and many seniors simply don't have one, or they lack the technical experience to navigate through the phone apps. Now, one entrepreneur has come up with a solution. Jeff Bugard has started GoGo Grandparent as a service that lets seniors access ride-sharing services with the touch of a single button on a landline phone or on a cell phone if they have one. Bugard's inspiration was his grandmother, who needed a car sharing service. She had a phone, but she found that Uber really isn't designed to work with callers that don't have the ability to contact the driver, walk down the street, and then meet up with the driver. Services like Uber and Lyft put a lot of the responsibility on the passengers to complete the ride. So GoGo Grandparent now steps in to communicate with the driver, oversee the ride, and make sure the whole trip goes off without a hitch every single time. It's really very simple. First, you need to establish an account, and this doesn't have to be done by the senior. It could be done by a caregiver or another loved one. This establishes a home location. You can then also establish regular pickup points, such as the doctor's office or the supermarket. To initiate the trip, a senior dials the GoGo Grandparent 800 number. To get picked up at home, the senior simply presses 1. To get picked to get up again at the drop-off area, simply press 2. For anything unusual that happens at all, hit 0, and then the senior can speak with an operator. So all the senior needs really is a landline. That's it. That's what makes this different in the very first way. It's not limited to seniors, but they are the primary audience. It will help anyone who is smartphone challenged. Family members get a little bit more. They can come in and set up a GoGo Grandparent account for an older loved one. They can customize account according to the needs. If there's a walker, if there's a foldable wheelchair, or if, say, the senior prefers to get picked up on one side of the house over the other because there's fewer steps. A family member or caregiver gets notified as the trip is in progress, usually by text. When a senior initiates the call, the loved one or caregiver is notified by text with the name of the driver, the car description, and the expected arrival time. They can communicate with the driver at any time, to say the rider is in front of the store, for example, or they have groceries that need to get help with it, and they're going to be needing some help along the way. Anything can be communicated to the driver. GoGo Grandparent works with Uber and Lyft and has now just added See Jane Go, which is an all-women service, women driving women. Riders are getting a customized experience overseen by a full-time operator that's available 24/7 and for just 19 cents a minute while they are in the car. So if they call the operator, it doesn't cost any money at all. Operators communicate directly with the driver and relay special instructions such as the pickup point, whether the driver will need to carry packages. It usually comes out to an extra dollar or two more per ride. Customers automatically get a receipt that lays out all of the costs, and the service is now available in 47 states and 3 provinces in Canada.